good Saturday morning and welcome to our Forge Focus being brought to you by LG Seeds. Here's the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
How much did the spring and summer's weather affect the feed value of your hay? Let's talk about why forage testing is so important this year. Nutrient concentration varies considerably in hay. Why does this happen? Well, there are many causes. For example, leafiness of the hay, or maturity of the plant when your hay was cut, or even how you handled the hay during raking and baling all can affect its feed value. Weather conditions often make things more complicated. This spring's cool, wet weather caused many folks to delay first cutting. Leaf diseases, mature plants, and other factors made much alfalfa lower in quality. But some fields had the second growth already growing when first cut was taken, keeping feed value relatively high. We had some periods this summer of hot and very humid weather that often causes plants to burn off their easily digested nutrients at night, leaving us with hay that looks really good but is high in fiber and low in energy. And who knows how hail affected quality. Grass hay might be even more difficult to predict. Some fields had fewer seed heads than normal. This might give higher quality hay. But if harvest was delayed in hopes of increasing yield, or if the heat affected grass quality like it affects alfalfa, grass hay quality might be actually lower. And when growth is stimulated by extra rain, many nutrients are used for tonnage instead of quality. So you see, this year, just like always, forage testing is important. It is the only way that you can find out for sure ahead of time what the feed value is of your hay. So gather samples now for testing, before feeding your animals, and before it's too late.
We'll be back to take a look at those area hay prices coming up after this from LG Seeds.